Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. According to new data from the Department of Energy's Oak Ridge National Lab, global carbon dioxide emissions just saw their biggest one-year rise, a 6% jump in 2010, reports Brad Plumer at the Washington Post. The striking thing is that emissions are now rising faster than the worst-case scenarios envisioned by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change in its 2007 report. What would this mean for global warming? If emissions keep growing at their current pace, then the average prediction from Massachusetts Institute of Technology models is that the world could heat up over 10 degrees Fahrenheit by 2100. But that's just the average. And as we keep adding carbon dioxide into the air, the odds that we'll be able to dodge a drastic rise in temperatures becomes very, very low. What would that temperature leap do to the planet? Summarizing the scientific literature, Joe Rahm of climateprogress.org notes that besides the temperature rise, we'd likely be facing a 6-foot sea level rise by 2100, along with large species losses, many more extreme weather events, and a big hit to the world's food supply. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.